Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. If you want to turn to the Psalms and find Psalm 42, we will be reading Psalm 42 through 44 this morning. Again, we will pray, ask God to help us to understand His Word. I'll read it, perhaps taking some pauses here or there, giving some devotional thoughts, some application thoughts at the end for myself. And then, again, a time of prayer. And I encourage you to read along with me, be considering God's Word in your life today. Father, thank you for your Word. And I pray as we go into today that these Psalms will be an encouragement and a challenge to me. I pray your Spirit will help me to hear you, hear your voice, to see you more clearly, and respond appropriately with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Pause there for a moment just to think that's relevant to these days of COVID-19. Thirsting for God, searching for God, and yet many others who are looking at all that's going on in our world may be asking, even without specifically asking this question, "Where is your God?" Verse 4, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." What a great psalm for these days. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? This is verse 5. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. That could be a theme verse for our days of COVID-19. Psalm 43, "Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Yes, you are hearing correctly and seeing it correctly. Psalm 43 ends with the same verse. It's actually also verse 5 back in Psalm 42. Yeah, this is really grabbing me. In Psalm 44, "We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in the days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we die death. We face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. That's the end of Psalm 44. That ending's very interesting. That also could be a prayer during these days, right? When we wonder where God is. What is he doing? Will he come to rescue us? Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us, rescue us because of your unfailing love. Not a bad prayer for those who are downhearted and discouraged during these days of COVID-19. Well, as I think about a takeaway, I just go back to Psalm 42. The beginning of it has been a favorite of mine for years. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Is that my desire? To truly search for God, to thirst for God. And I think my main takeaway is Psalm 42:5 and Psalm 43:5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Even in that day, they knew that it was God who was their deliverer, God who was their Savior, the one who could lift up their hearts at any time. And that's my prayer, that I would today keep my eyes on God. He is the one in whom I have hope. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. Just love the Psalms where David and the sons of Korah and others are crying out to you. And today, Father, I want to thank you for these Psalms in the midst of this time in our nation where we are isolated and social distancing and some without jobs and some losing their health. But Father, I look to you. No reason for me to be discouraged. No reason for me to be downcast. Not because it doesn't affect me. And not because I don't care about other people who are affected. But Father, my hope is in you. You know what you're doing. You've got this under control. You could heal us in a moment, and I certainly pray for that. But Father, more than that, I know you're up to something. You are bringing families closer together. You are reminding people who is really in charge. You are trying to draw our attention and our eyes up to you. And so, Father, today, may my hope be clearly, firmly set on you. In Jesus' name, amen.